640.
When that song comes on at whatever party you're at to ring in 2014, you'll probably toast to it with something sparkling in your glass.
Well, here to tell us about some great sparkling wines to help start the new year right, syndicated wine columnist, the one, the only, Scott Greenberg.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you're starting this on a festive note. People talk about champagne, but Prosecco is nice to ring in the new year, isn't it?
It really is, and it's a relatively inexpensive way. Now, Prosecco is both a place and a grape, as we all know. It's from Veneto, Italy, and I love the non-vintage La Torridera Prosecco. This is the Bruni Brut, again, from Veneto. Just a beautiful wine. It has lovely scents of lemon-lime on the bouquet, but then the flavors of apple, a little nectarine in there, dominate the front of the palate. It's crisp, it's refreshing, it's fun, it's festive, and it's only $20.
Ah.
Nice way to get it started.
If we want to feel like we're toasting in France, what do you suggest?
There's a wonderful French wine, Ooh La La, on sale for about $20. It's the non-vintage Jean-Marc Gillet Vouvray. Now, this is a sparkling wine. Since it's not technically from Champagne, we can't call it Champagne, but it is from France, and this is just made with 100% Chenin Blanc. Little bit on the sweet side, but it's got a lot of acidity to balance that out. What I really like about this is the wonderful flavors of citrus, peach, pear, apple, a little roasted almond in there in the mid-palate, and just a lovely wine. Tight, tiny bubbles, which is what I look for in my sparkling wines. Just delicious. Again, on sale for $20. You can't beat it.
So what do we have from California, Scott?
Well, one of the classics that we go to in our own house is the non-vintage J Vineyards Cuvée 20. Now, this is the Brut, you big Brut, from the Russian River Valley of California. And I really like it. It's just got this great bouquet of toasted brioche and apples and lemon scents. Just everything I kind of look for in a sparkling wine. But it's the tight, compact bubbles. Again, they carry flavors of apple, citrus, more roasted almonds, great acidity, crisp finish. A great way to start in the evening. Again, $20. These are reasonable.
We hear you love a particular Georgian wine. What's so special about this one?
Yeah, well, you know, the Georgians, the country, not the state, has really been coming along in their winemaking, and they have really got some great sparkling wines, like the non-vintage Bagrationi 1882 Reserve Brut. Again, it's from Georgia, but it has just these amazing aromas of ripe apricot, white nectarine, flavors of apple, pear, peach, across the entire palate. Delicate bubbles, $26. It's really a fun wine to serve, and kind of throw your guests for a little bit of a loop.
So most of the sparklers you've been talking about are in the $20 range. Let's kick it up a notch, Scott. If you wanted to spend some bucks, what are you going to buy?
Well, of course, let's go to a authentic champagne from Champagne, France, the non-vintage Bellecarte Salomon Brut Reserve, again, from Champagne. This is a great value for an authentic champagne. Elegant bouquet of white peach, baked bread on the nose, flavors of pear, nectarine, peach. I love this wine. It just sparkles and shines all the way through. And you get a little telltale hints of that brioche and vanilla on the crisp finish. A wonderful, wonderful way to celebrate the new year. $50.
Happy New Year, Scott. Thank you a lot.
Happy New Year, Dimitri.
Happy New Year, Scott. Good to see you.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist.